Lock the door and turn the lights down low. And put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Never love nobody way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
That is Josh Turner with Your Man on Kickin' Country, 98.3, 106.7. And how coincidentally we have him right now on the phone. Josh Turner, Grammy-nominated artist. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing very well. The main reason we've got you is we're going to talk about a big event coming up for you on the 4th of July. It's a Capitol 4th. With a big fireworks show, great performances. I think they've been doing this for like 45 years, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been doing it for quite a while.
So let's talk for a moment and just get to talk about your career a little bit quickly, if we can. Your Man right there, the first number one song for you there back in 2006. And was that some validation for you? Because you've been in this music industry now for about 20 years, is that correct?
Yeah, a little over 20 years, yeah.
And when you first heard that song, did you know it was going to be it for you?
Not at first. You know, when I first heard it, and you know, I actually have the privilege now of, you know, everybody knowing what Chris Stapleton's voice sounds like, because I used to have to describe this because, you know, he was one of the writers on this song, and he was actually the one who playing the work tape for this song. So it's literally the first time I heard it, it was just Chris and a guitar, and I would try to explain to people, you know, how different Chris's voice is from mine, and And since then, he's become, you know, a very, you know, popular artist, and so people, you know, fully know what Chris sounds like now. But so they can fully grasp what I'm trying to say. So when I first heard the song, I'm sitting there thinking, like, it sounds pretty good, but I don't know if it's going to work for me. And so my producer at the time, he said, you know, why don't you just take it home, you know, just kind of play around with it, put it in the, you know, whatever key is comfortable for you, and just kind of see, you know, how you feel about it. And, you know, we can try it tomorrow if you want to. And I said, okay. So I took it home and did exactly that. And I was like, well, it might be worth a try. So I go in the next morning and we start off with that one. And it kicks off with that steel guitar intro, and I start singing it, and the rest is history. And so I didn't know, you know, that it would be as big a hit as it is now. But yeah, it was my first number one as an artist. It's now certified 4 times platinum. I mean, it's just unbelievable, you know, to see how great this song has done.
And you know, one of the reoccurring themes throughout your career, and in just about every album, is your faith. And, you know, I know you did the, you've had a couple of albums, actually, that were more kind of geared towards a Christian audience. Do you feel like Christian music and country music kind of go hand in hand?
Yeah, you know, I've always felt that way, and I've always tried to defend that, because going all the way back to 1927, when, you know, the Bristol recordings were taking place, you know, every other artist was coming through singing some kind of faith-based song or spiritual song. You know, it was just part of who they were and part of their life, and it was something very special and very important to them. And so, you know, it's been there since the dawn of country music. And so I've never viewed it as being out of the ordinary. So for me, you know, that's the way I grew up too. It was not something that I was just, you know, pretending about or following in somebody's footsteps about. It was something that was genuine to me, because that was the way I grew up. I grew up, you know, listening to country music, but I was also heavily involved in our church that was about a mile down the road from our house, and you know, just growing up in that Christian community. And my grandparents, especially my daddy's mama, she had a huge record collection, and it varied from, you know, Grand Ole Opry stars to bluegrass to Southern gospel. I mean, you name it. it was that good old Americana, rootsy, you know, kind of music.
Kind of runs the whole gamut there. When I want to bring you back, we're going to talk about the big Capitol 4th concert and touch a little bit on your new album, This Country Music Thing. Have you got a second more to hang out with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back with Josh Turner.